The Asian Youth Day, AYD, a major event of the Catholic Church in the continent, is taking center stage in 2 weeks' time in Yogyakarta in the Archdiocese of Semarang, Indonesia. Over 2,000 young people from 21 Asian countries are gathering in the central Javanese city August 2nd to 6th for the 7th Asian Youth Day, AYD7, on the theme Joyful Asian Youth, Living the Gospel in Multicultural Asia. The Youth Desk under the Office of Laity and Family of the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences, FABC, in collaboration with the Bishops' Conference of the host country, organizes the meet. AYD7 is an outcome of the World Youth Day that was instituted by Pope St. John Paul II in 1985. The first AYD was held in Hua Hin, Thailand in 1999. Since then, the continent-level event has been held in intervals of 2, 3, and 5 years, with the last AYD held in Daejeon Diocese in Korea in 2014, which Pope Francis attended. Organizers have divided the entire AYD7 into three events spread across 11 days from July 30th to August the 9th, with the main event in the center. On arrival, the participants will head to the 11 of Indonesia's 37 dioceses who will be hosting them from July 30th to August the 2nd for what is called Days in the Dioceses. They will interact and share experiences with their counterparts from Indonesia and other countries. All the participants will then converge in Yogyakarta from August 2nd to 6th, which is a central event of the AYD7, with each day having a sub-theme of the main theme, Joyful Asian Youth Living the Gospel in Multicultural Asia. The 5 days will include a variety of activities such as adoration, confession, mass, testimonies, workshops, group sharing, country exhibition, and cultural performances. The AYD7 will wind up with the Asian Youth Ministers meeting August 6th to 9th. Among the 21 countries participating in the AYD7 is also India. To know about it, we called Father Deepak K.J. Thomas, the Executive Secretary of the Council for Youth of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI. The Indian Catholic Church's youth ministry is coordinated by the Council for Youth through the Indian Catholic Youth Movement, ICYM, that is spread across all the dioceses and regions of the country. The ICYM also coordinates National Delegation to World Youth Day and other such meets. Speaking to us from New Delhi on his mobile phone, Father Deepak first told us about how many Catholic youth are participating in the meet. Listen.
Yeah, the AYD committee has made given us the number of 100 youth can participate. Okay, that is the quota given to India. And out of 100, we are altogether 84 of us, we are traveling to Asian Youth Day. The delegates, they are bearing the cost. And few of the office bearers of ICYM are given little concession.
How are these people chosen, Father? You are in Delhi, then to represent the whole of India, how do you choose?
Yeah, these are chosen by the respective dioceses, and the diocesan directors, they promote these youth. So usually we are linked with all the setup, like a diocesan director, regional director, and from there it comes to the national office.
How are these young people preparing themselves? They are from different parts of India. Have they gathered together in one common place before this Asian youth meet?
No, we are not gathered as such physically, but we are on contact with each other by mail, WhatsApp group, internet, all those. And we usually send all the details what we are getting now for by the Asian Youth Day Committee. There is a free event that's happening. And we have got our own mobile app called ICYM. And the details of these free events are posted there. And even the time to time, we are sending the WhatsApp message to all the delegates with regard to the preparation of those parts.
What will be your program in Indonesia? Have you been told where you will be going, which diocese? They are starting off with the days in the diocese. You directly go to the various dioceses. They have chosen 11 dioceses. Yeah. Have you been allotted any particular diocese?
Yeah, we are given 100 numbers. So these are divided into two groups of two different dioceses. One is Diocese of Palembang, and another one is Pontianak.
In this context of the Asian Youth Day, every country is supposed to present something very cultural, very special of their country. What is the Indian group presenting as such?
Since we have got different cultures, people coming from different parts of India, in the Raising Diocese, we are thought of presenting one is of Western region culture, that is of Wafai Diocese, they are putting up some program of their local culture, local traditional culture. And another Palembang, we have Goan, they are exhibiting their culture. And in the final day, we have got combined together. We are having 10 minutes of program that we put together all the dances all together.
Now, considering the theme of the Asian Youth Day, which is Joyful Asian Youth Living the Gospel in Multicultural Asia, what are some of the special contributions, something special that these Indian youth are going to carry there to Yogyakarta when they come all together from the 2nd to the 6th of August?
Yeah, since we do have the diversity of cultures and all, and especially when it comes to North India, the culture of Indonesia, and this is almost similar. So we want to show them we are also living in a multicultural society where we have to witness the gospel value life. No? So we will be explaining to them our culture, because we have got also the exhibition counters what is put up, where we have to, the main theme is Laudato Si, but also we need, we are also trying to protect our culture.
That was Father Deepak K.G. Thomas, the Executive Secretary of CBCI's Council for Youth, on the Indian delegation to the upcoming 7th Asian Youth Day in Yogyakarta in Indonesia. And with that, we conclude this program from Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia. Laudetur Jesus Christus.